Free-range egg farmers are fielding hundreds of calls and managing a flood of customers at farmers' markets as New Zealanders struggled to get their hands on eggs. The poultry industry warns an end to these shortages still months away and wants to meet with the major supermarkets. Here's our rural reporter, Maya Burry.
Since a ban on battery-caged hens came into effect in late December, the poultry industry has been in a scramble. The supply of eggs has fallen, and as a result, some supermarket shelves are being stripped bare and rations on cartons remain. It's a problem Brogan White from the Old Fashioned Egg Company is well aware of. She runs 5,500 free-range chickens in Canterbury and is fielding plenty of calls.
I would probably talk to every single customer we've got, if not daily, if not every second day, and then we would get about 50 to 70 calls from the direct public looking to see if they could come directly to the farm, and maybe a 20 to 30 calls a week on customers we've never dealt with wanting us to supply them. So overall, a lot of increased phone calls.
Further north in Warkworth, free-range egg farmer Philippa Stitchbury Cooper says some keen customers are showing up at the Matakana Farmers Market at 6 in the morning to secure a dozen.
Oh, at the moment it's full noise. All the cafes, because it's holiday season, all the cafes want more than they normally have. All the public want more than they have. We've got people coming to the gate and buying eggs because nobody's got any eggs.
Meanwhile, Brogan White says the shortage has hit at a time when costs on farm are soaring.
We've had major increases of our feed, our chicks. You know, all of our running costs have actually gone through the roof, and that's why a lot of these small free-range farmers are shutting down, because we just cannot make ends meet when the prices are going higher and higher, and the only option we've got is to increase the price of our egg.
As word of New Zealand's depleted egg stocks has spread, Michael Brooks from the Poultry Industry Association has been receiving interview requests from major international news outlets, including the BBC, CNN and ABC. He says the country is 400,000 laying hens short of what it needs to meet demand.
Looking forward, it's going to remain tight for some time. Even if a farmer, say today, ordered 20,000 chicks, it's 18 weeks before they start laying. So that's May anyway. So we are seeing the chick numbers rising, but it's going to take time.
Michael Brooks says he's worried that Countdown and Foodstuffs are pushing ahead with plans to stop stocking colony cage eggs in their supermarkets by 2025 and 2027, respectively. He says colony cages house 30% of the national flock, are completely legal, and have been endorsed by the government's Code of Welfare for layer hens. Mr. Brooks says supermarkets should let shoppers vote with their wallets.
Don't play moral arbiter. Let customers make their choice, whether it's free-range barn or...
But so, pretty undeniable as well, though, that consumers are demanding more from an animal welfare perspective. I mean, you've seen that in a range of industries, you know, the pork industry,
let them,
dairy.
Yeah. And if they do that, let them make that choice at the supermarket.
Mr. Brooks says he's requested a meeting with Foodstuffs and Countdown to discuss the industry's concerns.